This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at peaceful marchers in Boulder could stand trial for hate crimes as early as September. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The marchers gathered in May as part of a regular walk to raise awareness for Israeli hostages held by Hamas. And prosecutors say that Mohammed Soleiman yelled "Free Palestine" when he threw Molotov cocktails into the crowd. And he told investigators later that he wanted to kill all Zionist people. So Soleiman is facing both federal hate crime and state-level assault and murder charges. One of the victims recently died. On Thursday, a federal judge said that the hate crime trial would be delayed if new charges related to the death are filed by the government. For now, Soleiman's federal trial is scheduled to start after Labor Day and last about a month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A Colorado museum has received a grant from a large national arts foundation. Here's CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart.
Denver's Museum of Contemporary Art has been granted $40,000 from the Andy Warhol Foundation. The funding is for a curatorial research fellowship. According to program director Rachel Bears, arts organizations across the country are facing financial and cultural challenges. The grant will support the research and development of a new exhibition or artistic initiative at the MCA, led by curator Leilani Lynch. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.